home opener Wednesday night with Washington in town. Here's the head coach of the Raptors, Nick Nurse. I'm not sure if you got up at all between the end of last season and the beginning of training camp, but is Toronto the same as you remember it, Nick?
Well, it is, and it's great to be back. It was a long time, I think almost 9 months that wow. I wasn't here, so it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you knock on wood that we're beyond the bubbles and empty stadiums. What are you anticipating the energy to be like on Wednesday night with a packed house and you guys playing at home again?
Well, the game's for real, and there's going to be should be a lot more people in there. It was pretty electric in the two preseason games with for preseason games especially, and 6,000 or 8,000 or 10,000 people. How many were there the first two? So I think it'll be special. It really will. I think everybody's looking forward to it, and I think it's going to be special.
Yeah, it'll be fun for sure on Wednesday night, and it's a new era because you guys are home and the fans are here, and it's a new team. This is the first time since you've been head coach, and even the longest time when you were the assistant coach on Casey's staff, where Kyle Lowry is not front and center. What was the first camp without Kyle like? What was the biggest difference without him?
Well, I mean, we're a lot younger, right? Yeah. our average age per player dropped a lot. But you know, Kyle, he's bringing a lot of game, a lot of experience, a lot of fight, right? To an organization, to the Raptors especially, you know, and obviously we're going to miss that at times, but I think we're excited about the guys we do have. That's all we can kind of worry about right now, and getting them as prepared as we can to get going and watch these, you know, our veterans now are Fred and OG and Pascal and Chris Boucher. They're not very old, any of them, but they're our veterans, and they've been around for a little while. It's time for those guys to step up into leadership roles and fill the void Kyle left.
Nick, you were saying today about having a good vibe, and a part of that is everybody buying in, and that kind of brings a good mood to the locker room. But is it really about, like, talented players doing their thing and having victories? I know coaches, they'll say, like, coach speak, where everybody's got to buy in to make things good, but isn't it about the talented people doing talented things, which turns into wins, and that really makes the good vibe?
Well, let's put it this way. You're in a lot of trouble if you're 0-0 and you're not bought in.
True.
Right? Yeah. Like, it's like, you know, preseason feels good, right? Everybody's full of optimism. All that stuff. But I think you can tell too, you know, you're right. The wins always help a vibe, right? The losses always shake a vibe a little bit. You know, we don't have either one of those at the moment, but I do think there's a good spirit. There's some fight, some aggressiveness. There's some speed. There's some athleticism. There's some length. I think, you know, there's a lot of pieces there, and I think the guys are enjoying kind of how that's fitting together right now, and you know, we'll ride it as long as we can, this good vibe, and hope it continues.
With Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raptors, what kind of role does Pascal Siakam play in that, considering he's still rehabbing and he's not available to play yet?
Well, you know, Pascal's been good. He's it's one of those, you know, kind of funny things. If you would watch him work out, geez, even 6 months ago, you would have not known he was, you know, injured. You go and watch him. He was Vegas and LA. We were there and all this stuff. And he's out there doing his thing. And he looks, you know, he's moving great and shooting great. But it's just still a strengthening process with the shoulder. He's been, you know, front and center at practices. He's been highly involved in our nighttime shooting. And he's got a smile on his face. He's bringing some energy that way, and I don't think it's going to be too long to see him engaging in practice, and hopefully that shoulder strengthens up enough where he's out there going at it.
Nick, how good is Scotty Barnes going to be in your mind? What do you think his ceiling is?
He's really young. I don't know, he can be as good as he wants to be. Like, really, he does some special things already, you know. First of all, he's you know, 6'10", and handles the ball and passes, like, really well. And probably the best thing, he's got really quick feet. You know, he can he can literally keep up with, you know, class guards, whether they're dribbling or whether they're sprinting off of screens. He can move his feet and keep up with them, and that's you know, really uncommon. It's really unique for somebody that size. So, you know, ball handling, passing, vision, and feet are all really good. Now, you know, keep working on some of the other skills and get some experience under his belt. But he loves to pass and he loves to play defense. And when you're 6'10", I think that makes for a really bright future.
What else does he love to do? He lives in my building. Do you want me to look in on anything or just
he
leave
does?
It? Oh yeah,
he lives in your building.
Oh yeah, they're neighbors.
So you want me to check in on anything? Food? Like what's the deal?
Yeah, go take him on and some, you probably kick your butt in a video game or two, so be careful.
That's not happening.
Be careful,
man.
There.
That is not my routine. That's not my routine.
That'd be a positive. If that's all they're doing, that, believe me, you're coming out on top. If they're neighbors and they're getting...
That would be the sad thing. You think these guys are up to no good, and it's like, I'm just playing video games. If you ever... You'd be like, what are you doing? Why aren't you out and about?
It's a different era. It's a different world, isn't
it,
Nick?
Usually when I can't get a hold of them, it's Coach, I was just finishing working out, or I was just playing, you know, I was just playing some video games. It's usually the two responses I get. So.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
There you go.
There's
you must have heard a few doozy excuses other than that, Nick. You must have heard a few good ones.
Yes, but let's stick to those two on air.
Okay.
Everybody.
We'll put those one on the record. You can save the other ones for the book in the future, I guess. But
there you go.
What would you tell Scotty Barnes or any young player with, you know, a lot of hype and a lot of attention to be wary of in their first season?
Well, I don't know what I'd tell them to be wary of, but I certainly tell them a few things like, you know, really focus in on taking care of your body, right? Focus in on doing the work, understanding what a professional's day looks like, cause that's for him, you know, his body's his whole ticket to continuing to get better and earn his living. And it's a long work day. It's one of the things about day three. I could kind of see it written all over his face. I said, "This is a lot of work, isn't it?" To him, and he kind of gave me the, you know, sure is. And I said, "You'll get used to it. You know, you'll get used to it. But understand that it is. You're coming in the morning, and there's weights, and there's you know, work to do with your strength coach. There's stretching. There's, you know, the athletic training table, there's shooting, there's skill work, there's practice, there's film, there's cold tubs, there's hot tubs. There's a process here to taking care of yourself, and it usually involves a pretty long day. And that's it. I just think the rest of it, enjoy it, and, you know, kind of try not to hit a grand slam in your first game. Just get out there and play hard and play like you do. He's a great team player, so I don't think he has much to worry about just being himself.
With Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raps, Raptors at home in action Wednesday night with Washington in town. There's been a lot of things said, written about your team in terms of depth, in terms of athletic ability, defensive prowess. I think where most of the pundits may stop is where the offense is going to come from. How would you respond to that, Nick, in terms of maybe some games and some teams causing your group, your current group, some problems, especially with youth? You know, scoring in the NBA.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's some guys making some big strides. You guys have seen OG. You know, he's certainly developing offensive player. Freddie, you know, I think we've got a couple good surprises that at shooters. They don't give us much credit for having shooters, but I like Gary Trent. I like Steve Mikalik. Obviously, OG shooting really well and developing too. We're going to have to get, you know, have some good system nights, you know, where the system gets us some clean looks and good shots, and you're not sure, you know, who's going to kind of pick up the load. But look, there's some scoring punch there with Precious, some guys that can chip in, you know, Kem Birch, Chris Boucher, you know, there's a lot of little pieces and some good names there, and they're all going to have to contribute.
You mentioned Precious Achiuwa. He's looked really good, you know, in the preseason. And there's a lot of noise coming out of him, and he's got some size. And, you know, rebounding was an issue for your group last year.
Yep.
How do you how do you approach, you know, that specific part of the game this year in terms of having to make some improvements? Because there were nights where you took some beatings on the boards.
Yeah, for sure. I think the roster in general is going to help most of that. You know, like we were having a hard time having to send two and three guys to block out some of the bigger guys in this league last year. But I think we look them a little bit more eye to eye and toe to toe this year. So I think we'll rebound a lot better. And I think some of our, I know it's hard to judge anything on preseason, but our stats, especially at the offensive end of rebounding, which is something we focused on, are really, really up there. So I think we got the people to do it and the depth to do it this year a lot better.
With Nick Nurse, we'll get you out of here on some consistency within the organization that was, I guess, up for debate for a while with Masai re-signing and sticking around. The trilogy is intact with Masai, Bobby, and yourself. You guys have been at the helm here for a few years. It's been remarkably successful. Obviously, the roster turns over. You guys are a young group. But how much confidence comes with that, the consistency within the front office and your coaching staff?
Well, a lot. I mean, I think you know, I always say that the best thing I got with Masai, I don't really have any uncomfortable days with him. And I think that's probably pretty rare for a front office and a head coach. Like, he tells me what he needs, and he comes over and tells me. And I tell him what I need. I go over there and tell him, and we're pretty much on the same page. And we both, you know, love it here, super passionate, want to win. And that's kind of all we keep our focus on.
Well, it starts Wednesday night. We're ecstatic to have you guys back in town. I think you'll pick up on that pretty quickly. I'm sure you already have. Best of luck with the season, and I'm sure we'll do this again real soon. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Nick Nurse, head coach of the Raptors. Seasoned vet now as a coach.